This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny, with a warm breeze in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are comfortable for enjoying some time outside. Be sure to stay hydrated as the day progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from the Times of Israel, the IDF says Hezbollah continues to attack troops in southern Lebanon amid a U.S.-Iran deal. Beirut reports one dead in an Israeli strike on a car, following anti-tank missile and mortar fire from the terror group. Also, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that the CIA is questioning Iran's commitment to the Trump-era nuclear deal. Intelligence assessments doubt Tehran's willingness to make key concessions as discussions progress. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF plans a permanent base in Jenin after reducing terror activities by 70%. The military highlights Iran's attempts to unite factions under its influence in northern Samaria before the intervention. Separately, a British court has upheld a ban on Palestine Action as a terrorist organization, according to JTA. The ruling supports the government's earlier decision, which Jewish groups have welcomed. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News just in, Ellie Freeman shares her story of carrying a baby for her twin brother. A heartfelt gesture filled with family love and support. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, an analyst, reminds us that Mohammad Maher, who killed Israeli officer Barel Shmueli in 2021, was killed in the ongoing conflict. This highlights Maher's past as a member of Hamas's security forces. Iris, writing online just minutes ago, describes the situation in northern Israel this morning as a ceasefire with intercepts occurring. Eli Afriat, sharing the story of Sergeant Adi Gruman, honors her bravery. Adi, only 19, fought valiantly with her unit against terrorists, ultimately sacrificing her life in battle. Let's go deeper. Starting with the conflict in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports heightened tensions as Hezbollah continues to target IDF troops. This comes amid diplomatic talks between the U.S. and Iran, raising regional security concerns. The violence underscores ongoing instability for civilians in the affected areas. Turning to the CIA's concerns over Iran's nuclear deal commitment, Ynet reveals skepticism within U.S. intelligence circles about Tehran's intentions. As formal agreements are considered, these doubts could impact future diplomatic relations and regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, JNS highlights the IDF's strategic move to establish a permanent base in Jenin. This decision follows a significant reduction in terror activities, attributed to recent military operations. The presence aims to stabilize the region and prevent further escalation. On the diplomatic front, the UK court's upholding of the Palestine Action ban, reported by JTA, may influence international perspectives on pro-Palestinian activism. The ruling could set a precedent for similar cases worldwide, affecting how such organizations are perceived and regulated. Turning to business and markets. First, Echo's head of people, Vic Rosenstrom, discusses how AI has transformed workplace performance, reports CTech. The shift is prompting employees to recognize performative cultures more critically, influencing organizational dynamics. Separately, Tel Aviv's Savidor Central train station is set for a major upgrade, according to Ynet Business. Plans include doubling its size, adding a new passenger hall, and constructing additional platforms to accommodate growing commuter needs. And finally, from Globes, El Al claims that ICC Cal's new fly-all card constitutes consumer fraud. This follows El Al's transition to Isracard, sparking competition in the airline's frequent flyer program market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.